Blog Talk Radio.
Knick-knack, paddywhack, give a dog a bone. I'm an old school rapper with a simple flip phone. Still space age, pimping like I'm 8-ballin' MJG. OG from 83, PDHP, Bird from AZ, West Coast family. Cooked up another heater for your hootie or your two-seater. I'm gonna go in, there's never no doubt at all. And you can bet another hater's gonna take a fall. I don't worry what they're thinking, cause this ship's sinking. Used to roll around in a Continental Black Lincoln. With my brother, rest in peace, pumping Bill Summers. That is how I spend my summers, that and catching plenty numbers. Shape out the game, wanted fame, but I saw the flames. Plus it was filled up with plenty lanes, mostly sounded the same. Now I'm grounded and tame, but still the hunger remains. You could even say I got hunger pains. You gotta kinda be intelligent to get what I'm saying. I'm not a rapper talking about the gats spraying, not dropping name brands. I won't impress you with materialism. This is imperialism, still bumping rhythmalism. Word to second to none, because I'm second to none. And in a second they're done, careers are wrecking for fun. Yo, I ain't checking for none unless they roll with me. True friends ain't only down just a whole 50. So you can miss me with that fair weather forecast, because the sun is shining every time I start rhyming. 30 plus years in the game and I'm still climbing. Tick tock, the pimp clock is still chiming. Rhymes more refreshing than the taste of lime. I'll take you back to the days of Frankie Lyman and a game of Simon. At any given time I will simply demonstrate living the rhyme, so you should really let it marinate. Righteous, the way I keep it classic. Other rappers trying to get paid, so they gotta get drastic. My money's made of elastic, so I can stretch it out. Other MCs, man, they gotta stretch it out. Have I sold some downloads? How I bought my merchandise? I'm still spending money from the days of my Miami Vice. Pastel colors, the movie colors. Ice tea before Law and Order, bricks and mortar. Nowadays, hip-hop is made out of fiberglass. MCs like me rank at a higher class. I never said I was the best rapper born. I'm the realest in the game, and you know my word is born. Working class rapper, not snobby. This ain't a hobby. My flow is hot as the Mojave, Kemosabe. At any given time, I will simply demonstrate I'm living the rhyme, so you should really let it marinate. Let it all sink in. You already know what time it is, man. Pizza, stay fly, high priest. The OG from 1983. Rapping for the last 30 years. And I'm gonna remind you of that for the next 30 years. That's how it's going down in a real live way. Hip hop, you don't stop, man. Peace, love, unity, and we having fun. One.
My throat that was supposed to be muted. Live radio, ladies and gentlemen, welcome once again to another half hour fact and fun filled edition of one of the most authentic blog talk internet rap / entertainment / just good old times you can find on Blog Talk Radio. It's TDR Radio with your host, 30 year underground hip hop veteran Faith the High Priest, and that's me. And what's good? Happy Sunday. How's your Sunday going, man? Hope you had a great weekend. You ready to go back to that grind tomorrow, punch that clock, earn that paycheck? I'm not. Damn it. Oh, well, what are you going to do? Got to pay them bills somehow, right? Starting off the top of the hour, that's the sounds of yours truly. And, of course, I'm living to rhyme, so you should really let it marinate. Thief the High Priest, along with some classic, some icons, rapping along with the Meters. Give you a little insight, man. A couple weeks ago on a Saturday morning, just chilling at the crib, man. I just got done doing a song with the big homie Tony Tone from Germany. Shout out to Tony Tone. You know, I'm messing around on YouTube, man. I come across Sissy Strut by the Meters, classic break. King T rapped over for his old track, The Coolest, from the Act of Fool album. And you know what, man? I had to go in. I had the song. It was, you know, the original song, Let It Marinate, produced by the big homie Burt from Arizona. That's, you know, the originals, no punk, you know what I'm saying? But with the Meters, I had to pick the flow up, the pace of the flow up a little bit, man. But you know what? Ain't none but a TDHP thing, baby. I'm an OG who's loked out and crazy. Yes, sir. Joining me this evening, calling in from Richmond, Virginia. This is a hell of a show, man. A real respected artist producer. He goes by the name of Jaquan. He's going to be joining me tonight. Friend on Facebook, man. He, again, very well respected. and goes back, man, goes back to the essence. Just saw a great picture of him digging in the crates, going out record digging with his son, man. That's a beautiful thing. His son had a King of Rock record, and he was wearing a Delight t-shirt, the old Kool and the Gang label, man. So gotta love it, man. You know, normally I have a little bit of industry news for you. Tonight, something a little different. You know, I got a couple of YouTube recommendations for you, man. If you like some good live footage, some live clips, and if you like old school hip-hop, and if you don't, I really pretty much don't know why you're here. Sorry, it's all you're. Everyone is welcome, but you know, this is an old school head type of show, man. Hey, I came across this Ice Cube Live 1999 at Woodstock 99. Now, as I remember, I mean, things got kind of crazy there. I think as a whole, it was not a good look, the whole festival. I think there was a lot of fighting and fires, and I think it got a little crazy. But this particular, man, this is about a 40-minute clip, man, of Ice Cube. Like, you know, man, good. It was a good Cube era, 1999. He was rocking the show with Mac 10, and kind of simple, just him and Mac 10, you know, pacing back and forth, the giant stage, big crowd. The DJ, I really didn't catch it wasn't really someone that I was really familiar with. But really, again, man, a great show. And the nice thing about this is that it looks great. Like, it actually looks fantastic. And the sound is like HD quality, like something you would buy from the store. And another one I wanted to hit you to was Salt and Pepper Live at Decatur Celebration 2014. You know, man, these girls still got it. I mean, these ladies, you know what I'm saying? I mean, mid-40s, got to be. To put on a phenomenal show, man, I was really impressed. Even Spinderella was getting down. And I've never seen them live. I never saw Spinderella do her thing live, man. But very impressive, man. So if you want to be entertained for a little while, go over to YouTube, check those out. Ice Cube, Woodstock 99, Salt and Pepper Live at Decatur 2014. That's a little tip from the big homie TDHP. Again, joining me tonight, calling in from Richmond, Virginia. I'm not going to make him wait on the line any longer. Let's see what's on his mind tonight, Jay. Jaquan, what's good, homie?
Yo, what's popping, my man?
Yes, sir. What's good tonight? What's happening in VA tonight, man?
It's low key tonight, man. Sunday night. I'm just chilling, checking you out. You know?
Yeah. Appreciate that. Man, appreciate you taking out the time to come join us here on TDR Radio, man. And for all my friends and listeners out there who, for any reason, they might be unfamiliar with your artistry and what you're doing out there, man, please do us a favor, formally introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about the artistry and the production of Mr. Jaquan.
Well, yeah, I'm Jaquan, man. Been in the game for quite a while, man. Early 80s, you know, first rap records, you know, picked up the mic and you know, started to do my thing back then. Got into the production part of it probably somewhere around 82, 83 in the Beat Machine era. And then fast forward into the day, you know, still in the game. Production is sample heavy, boom bap, that flavor. You know, that's what it is in 2015.
That's what's up, man. You know, like I said, you like a fellow, you know, a veteran. I call you like a fellow veteran, man, because, yeah, you know, one of my surnames is OG from 83, man, and I remember that time we was going back and forth talking about some early projects and early releases, man. So, you know, give us
That's
a feel, man. Like, how do you feel, man, in this day? You know, what do you feel the differences are? How do you feel how far we've come, and how far do you feel we have to go in, like, this world of hip-hop promotion and just, you know, doing underground music, man?
Well, I mean, it's a whole different game now, man. You know, sometimes I even, you know, I have to scratch my head because it's come so far, so different. I mean, if you're talking about on the underground level, I think it's a lot of, you know, really good underground music. I don't think there's much of a balance. You know, I was having this conversation on Facebook not long ago. You know, at one part in the 80s, you know, people keep making the argument that it was always whack music and the radio was always whack. And I kind of can't agree with that. I mean, there was always whack rappers out there, but you had a lot more balance. I mean, at one time you had your mainstream would have been like Run DMC, Houdini, Fat Boys, and your underground would have been, you know, at one time maybe Tila Rock, Baby DMX, Just Ice. But look how close the underground and mainstream were, and look at what mainstream is considered now, and underground is like two different worlds. So, I mean, you know, I think we got a long way to go to reclaim the name hip-hop. I think the name hip-hop has been hijacked on multiple levels by the mainstream And I think we got a big job to do to explain to people what real hip hop is, and to represent that and take that title back.
Well, you're doing a fantastic job of it, man. Like I said, very well respected. I see you have a lot of interaction going on your Facebook page. And, yeah, I truly have to agree with you, man, because, you know, back when the mainstream and the underground, they were like both quality. Now and again, you know, in my opinion, you know, I'm not here to, you know, I'm not here to be the old guy shaking my fingers at the newcomers. And they see, you know, a lot of people, there's a lot of artists that would frown upon my opinions and say, you know, you get, you know, the first sign of being an old, grumpy, bitter artist is, you know, you talk, you know, you have an opinion about what's going on today. But everyone is entitled to have an opinion. And since, you know, where, you know, I don't care where, you know, whatever people may consider success. Like, I've done music for over 30 years, and I'm still here today. So I consider myself successful without mainstream fame and riches. So I'm entitled to an opinion. And just, you know, mainstream is just, now mainstream basically, most of it is just garbage. Like, if it's popular and it's something that's played on the radio every 20 minutes, in my opinion, is something that's just calculated, you know, formulated and underground, you know, really, I don't venture away from, you know, man, if I want to listen to hip hop, I'm scrolling my news feed, man. I'm checking out underground rappers that a lot of people may be unfamiliar with. That's just, you know, again, that's my opinion. I'm entitled to it. It sounds like you kind of share some of the same sentiments going that way.
Yeah, I certainly do, man. I'm 100% with you, man. I think the whole, you know, the whole era that we're in right now, another difference between today and yesterday was, you know, at that point, you had the right, like you said, to have your opinion. If you thought that whichever rapper lacked skills or, you know, wasn't a credible artist or whatever, you could say that and you wouldn't be accused of being called a hater. But in 2015, and I hate that whole word and that whole sentiment of hater, because to me it's a safety net for the cats that don't really represent. As long as they have a perception of having a certain monetary status, you can't touch them. You can't say, hey, this cat can't rhyme, whatever the case is. You can't critique them because, you know, you'll be called a hater. But that don't even exist in my world. If I like something, I like it. If I don't, I don't. And the grumpy old man thing, I don't even let that bother me, because, I mean, it is what it is. I know what hip-hop is. I mean, we come from the era of, you know, the people who built hip hop. I'm not saying that nothing that's new is good, because there's a lot of new good music. But again, I think the name hip hop has been hijacked. I mean, I hear it every day, hip hop, you know, real hip hop and R&B on, you know, blah, blah, blah station. Or, you know, you hear about Love and Hip Hop, World Star Hip Hop. You know, that's the biggest identity theft in, you know, in recent history is the name hip hop. So, you know, I mean, I fight for that, you know, because I came up in hip hop, and I did a lot for hip hop, and I will fight to keep that, you know, keep the original definition alive.
That's a beautiful thing, man. The name and the word has definitely been bastardized, you know, throughout really the last 15 years, you know. And just in my opinion, you know, man, I still, you know, even early 2000s, there was some, you know, there was some kind of spark in industry, you know, even some of the mainstream stuff was, you know, has some quality. But, you know, now, again, a lot of it is just in my opinion. It even goes down to, like, how, you know, some of the recommendations I gave as far as, you know, artists performing, showmanship. I just feel like there's an entire lack of showmanship. Hip-hop shows, what is that? You know what I'm saying? Like, there's really not
right.
even a lot of showmanship. You know, I mean, there's the big tours have really been gone, and, you know, there's a lot of problems with a lot of the just basically the image and that people are portraying and what they're making hip-hop out. And some people say, I'm not even hip-hop, I'm rap, and that's a whole different story, man. So, you know, obviously,
right,
you know, that's a big giant aluminum boil ball that can go back in Pee Wee's closet for tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, we have Mr. Jaquan on the line from Richmond, Virginia. Right about now, we're going to go into one of his songs. This is a remake of Common, or an update, I should say. I Used to Love Her. You're in tune, so don't go nowhere. We'll be right back.
Hey, yo. You got to know. Once again, it's Jaquan and Dr. No. I used to love her. Check it out. It's like that, y'all, and you don't stop. You keep on to the break of dawn. It's like that, y'all, and you don't stop. Check it. I met this girl when I was 9 years old, and what I liked most, she had soul. She was born in the Bronx, spread her wings out in Jersey. That's how I first heard her overbeat them seas with some murder. From that moment, I was always what I told all my boys round the waist that I could get her. She was inseparable by the time I turned 10. She was the object of affection over many young men. Then again, I never used to sweat where she had been, cause she always came back to me the way she used to rap to me. She went through mad phases, seems every 3 years. She flipped the whole script, unaffected by her peers. Went to the West Coast, her perspective kinda changed. This was like 89, 10 years in the game. But I still had love for the chick though, regardless of the fact that I was 20, we were still life partners. She was learning about herself, shared knowledge of our people, but with more popularity, she witnessed more ease. She had traveled international and seen many things. It was splendid when she told me we was descended from kings. But that popularity brings snakes out the grass. Went down to Miami where they shake all that ass. Had invites to come down south and Midwest. I played my position cause that's what I did best. I ain't see her for a while and she used to smile for bitches. Now she frown when she come around calling women bitches. Even though I'm happy for her, still hard to pretend. I ain't lose my best friend to some unscrupulous men. Now she looks smoked out and her new man beat her. She show a long way away from set with Casita. And he don't treat her like I used to back in the days when we zoned to the Juice Crew. And she used to represent elegance and intelligence. Now it's negligence, and she left the other element. I felt that she was heaven sent, but she's been redefined, repackaged, and misrepresented by design. Heard her on the radio sounding like she lost her mind, but my friends try to tell me she just changed it with the time. She went from pop to gangsta, now she rapping gangsta pop. And who I'm talking about, y'all, is hip hop. To the beat, y'all, and you don't stop. Got to know on the track, you don't stop. To the beat. And you don't, I used to love her, yo, I used to, you got to know, it's Jaquan and Dr. No, I used to love her, and yo, don't stop, Jaquan and Tribe,
TDR Radio, the sounds of Jaquan, I used to love her. You've got Thief the High Priest at the helm of the ship this evening, as always. Hey, right about now, I got to give a shout-out to my Facebook family, all my SoundCloud followers. You know you got to check me out at SoundCloud, Thief the High Priest, Thief Dog, Thief Deezy, OG from 83, and the High Priest. 14 and a half hours of music. It's crazy, man. This music game is real to me. Respectnized. Hey, again, joining me again, he's on the phone from Richmond, Virginia, Jaquan. Man, that's a nice remake of that track, man. That was, I didn't know, little did I know, our entire intro conversation was kind of like a segue into that song, man.
Yeah, it's funny you say that. You asked me what my history was and how I felt. You know, kind of like you said, everything you asked me was kind of answered in that song. So, yeah, that's real. I mean, just think about that. Think about, I think it might have been 94 or so when Common, you know, made that song. Look at the sentiments that he was expressing in 94, and look how, compared to now, look how real hip-hop was in 94. And he was expressing concern in 94. In 2015, wow, you know.
Little did he know the hurricane that was going to, little did he know the wrath that was going to be bestowed upon this industry, man, and turn things upside down. So, yeah, man,
indeed.
Nice remake there. Definitely sounding good,
hey, I
too.
I appreciate that.
Man, it's love having you here, brother. Hey, I also wanted to ask you, man, like, I wanted to ask you some questions regarding the production side, man. Like, again, I know you started early. My first drum machine I got, my first two pieces of equipment was a Dr. Rhythm and a Casio SK-1 with, like, the 5-second sampler, man. And we were just, like, when we sampled our voice and was, man, that we were just, like, doing it too big back in, like, 86, man. So I want to know what some of the first pieces of equipment you got down on and, like, what are you using today and what is your opinions on, like, software versus, like, drum machines?
Wow, it's ironic that's the first equipment that you had, because the first real drum machine that I had was a Dr. Rhythm. And the Casio you speak of, I had one of those. I'm not sure if it's the exact same model, but it was one with 4 or 5 seconds of sample time, which forced you to get real creative and, speed stuff up to 45 and, get really creative. The first drum machine I ever had was a Sensonic drum machine. It was really like a toy. It was by Mattel, so it was a toy. But I think
right,
the Beastie Boys
right,
used it on their License of the Ill album, but that was like the first electronic, drum machine I had was the same.
Didn't that have like the four rubber pads on it?
It had four pads on it, and I still got one.
Yeah.
I still got one that I play around with today, and it was nice for the time. That was probably like 85, I guess, 84, 85. And I graduated to, like I said, you know, the Casio keyboard and the Boss Dr. Rhythm. But from there, we used to use a sequential tom drum machine, which was an interesting drum machine that had cartridges with different sounds and the different samplers. And in 2015, I still rock a MPC 2000 XL, you know, which is probably antiquated to a lot of people, but I love the swing and feel of that MPC. And sometimes I still even dig out the old ASR-10. Like I said, a lot of my stuff is sample heavy, you know, whether it's loops or chopping, you know, whatever feels good and whatever is something that, you know, I feel like it's not out there already. That's what I utilize. And as far as drum machines versus software, for myself, just being, you know, being ahead, man, and being from the era that I'm from, I prefer just the feel of drum machines. There's nothing wrong with software. You know, and because it's 2015 and we collaborate electronically and through email with different producers and things, you know, we have to be compatible, you know, with the software and everything that's happening. But I'm much rather the drum machine feel is just, you know, that's always been my thing. I mean, me and you talked before online about Mantronics, and, you know, I'm a student of those kind of cats, Pumpkin Mantronics. So I like tapping those buttons, man.
Yeah, you just took the words out of my mouth. I was just going to say, man, that, you know, I really never just, again, being an old school head like yourself and an older dude, I've never got down with any software programs, man. It just seems foreign to me, man. You know, like I said, coming up in that era, you know what, man, if I'm not beating on some pads, like if I'm not, you know, man, if I'm not really getting into it, beating on some pads, it just, you know, really I'm not having fun at it. That's just me, man.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, some people are doing some, you know, man, people are doing some great things with Fruity Loops and other different software programs, man. But, that's funny because I got an ASRX Pro, man. I picked one up on eBay maybe 4 or 5 years ago, man. And, I mean, it goes back to, you know, I started with an SP-12 Turbo with a Commodore 64 disk drive that had 5 1/4-inch floppy disks. And, yeah, man, I mean, I still, you know, I'd love to get another one. They're so, man, they're really, you know, mine died a while back. I'd love to get another one because I have like a ton of 5 1/4-inch disc, man, with a bunch of songs and sounds and chops on it, man, just sitting in the attic, man, you know. So that's just some, you got treasures like that stored away, man?
Yeah, I mean, I got disc, I still got an EPS disc, which, you know, are compatible with the ASR, but I got music, man. one thing, I never threw anything away. So I got, you know, floppies, I got tapes of stuff that, you know, because I used to be in a group. We had a group called the Two Death Crew back in late 80s, maybe 87, 88, and local group here in VA that made some noise. And, you know, today in 2015, some of the stuff we did sort of collectible, you know, on the internet and things like that. But yeah, I still got all the masters from from those sessions from back in the day. So yeah, man, you know, like yourself, man, you know, been in the game for a minute.
It just shows the longevity, man. Yeah, I've got some stuff on, I don't know what it was. Was it like ADAT? I've got stuff that are saved on like these big VHS tapes. I think that was like ADAT. Then then I had, you know, down to the like the little dad tapes. I got mini discs, man. My attic is like basically you need a hard hat. You need a hard hat with a miner's light to go on, you know, man. I'm going to go back up there and start doing some archiving this summer, man. And, you know,
yes, indeed.
Dust off some more of them jewels, man. Just, you know. I mean, because one thing I love is just, you know, I can post stuff from 20 years. You know, sometimes I feel like my stuff from 20 years ago that might not even sound as good as stuff I'm doing today, it might even get a bigger response, man. So that's, you know, to me, that's some of the fringe benefits of just being in the game so long, man. It's just, I get a little kick out of it. I don't know about you.
It's same here, man. I think that good music is timeless, you know, specifically with hip-hop. I think, you know, that's one thing, you know, we talk about today versus yesterday. One thing in music today that we hear a lot is, you know, instant classic. I hate the word instant classic because usually a classic, anytime a classic has to be deemed as a classic, you know, long after its release. I mean, when we were listening to what's considered classic today, was Rock the Bells, Lottie Dottie, any hip-hop that became classic, we didn't know what classic when we were listening to it. We were just enjoying what we had at the time. And, you know, 20 years later, it became classic. You know, you mentioned my son with his King of Rock record today. he bought Payne in Full the other day because he hears his father always talking about how great Rakim is, and he wants to know, well, why is Rakim great? Let me go back and listen. So we saw Payne in Full in the store the other day for a couple bucks, and he bought it with his own money, and he's studying Rakim, and Dad, I like Payne in Full, and I like, I like Eric B. as president, and blah, 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 and he's telling me why he likes Rakim. So the fact that he knows what's on the radio, he knows about, whatever mainstream rappers out there right now, and the fact that he still has an interest in Rakim, it shows you that good music endures. I don't care what genre it is. And, you can go back and dig in your stuff from 20, 30 years ago, and it can still be relevant because good music is timeless.
That's great, man. That's just, that is just fantastic that you're doing that, because I've always made the comparison, man, that rock, classic rock fans and listeners, they're always like introducing their kids like Pink Floyd, Led Zeppelin, Black Sabbath, the Rolling Stones. I think that's why them groups can still play arenas and are timeless. And they ain't saying the Stones are like 70s touring, man. Like, if anyone can do that in hip hop when they're 70, wake me when I'm dead. You like Master S said, what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So God bless us all, man. More power to you. Hey, coming down to the end of the show, half hour always goes quick. What's up for the rest of 2015 for Jaquan?
For the rest of 2015, man, I'm working with a producer out of Florida named J-Mob, and we're doing an EP that's coming up. I got another EP. I'm working with a producer named Sun 7, and we got a project called Dynamic Range that's coming in a few months, both of those projects. And I've been talking about online off and on for a couple of years, LP that I have called A Medicine. So between some guest spots I'm doing and some projects I'm doing with pretty big name projects that I can't really talk about because everything's not finalized, but some pretty big things should be coming down the pike. But I'm looking forward to the collaborations with Sun 7 and J-Mob. And then my LP, The Medicine, is entirely produced by me. And performed by me, and I'm really looking forward to getting that out. So 2015 is looking to be. I've been working hard on music in 2015. And I'm looking forward to seeing some fruit soon, man, and sharing it with the people.
Sounds great. Please keep us posted, and we'd love to have you back when you're ready to bless us with that new material. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been tuned in to TDR Radio. My special guest, Jaquan. Of course, I am Thief to High Priest. Out of here with one last track tonight, J-A-Y-Q-U-A-N, Jaquan. That's my man. Join me next week. Teenage rapper by the name of Emulate. He loves 90s hip-hop, and, man, this kid has got a bright, promising future, so don't miss the show next week. Again, Jaquan, thanks for joining us. Imparting,
thanks
as always,
me.
We wish you, man, it's a pleasure, bro. Going to have you back again. Good night. God bless. And whatever you do, don't stop the music.
Hey, what do you
somebody
say?
Somebody used this beat before.
I ain't used it. All right. We good? You turn me up.
Yo, what y'all rappers standing around looking silly for? I suited up long ago, I told you this was really war. Original man, I juggle the planets within my hands. Then march you back across the sand. I'm the same one that took you while we stomped you, man. Snatch the mic device without your hand, cause it's contraband. I'm half man, half juggernaut, you ought not compete. Cause in the end, it's just a man, and a mic, and a beat. And I kill you if the beat is sick, even if the beat is quick. Snatch your reputation, battle you on any street you pick. It's all fuckery, dog, they can't fuck with me. Been in the game for more than 30, guess you stuck with me. Y'all ain't nothing, you remain at the bottom. Snatch them up by the neck and say, my God. Ladies and gentlemen, you listening to the greatest. I'm the dopest, and this my new opus. I mean my latest, and I'm I remain at the top of my game, it's only right. Expose your favorite rapper tonight, he's only hype. He'll speak for themselves, wordplay is impeccable. Anything less for me, it's unacceptable. I came from the basement to act as your replacement. Your false reputation makes you guilty by association. You keep claiming you the real, but you not though. So thank your God in heavens and the cosmos you got close. Your game had me from the start, I'm a believer. How you claim MC with the demeanor of a diva? You build monuments to me before I leave. You get burned cause you never learn how to bob and weave. I receive accolades, words drift from the page while your lasting legacy is being ripped from the stage. I've been told y'all that it's not a game. Make sure you get it right when you say my name. And it's
the Q.